Words are powerful enough to destroy nations, or perhaps to prevent war. They can save someone's life, or they can cause someone's life to be taken away. Human words often fail. We don't keep our word. Sometimes we fail to listen or to hear the words and what they really mean. But the Word of God is always powerful and always accomplishes its mission of bringing God's message to the world. The Word of God is the embodiment of God in Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Word of God created all things. The Word of God creates faith. Lord Jesus, help thy church uphold. We are so sluggish, thoughtless, cold. O prosper well thy word of grace and spread its truth in every place. God uses his powerful word to create and strengthen faith in our hearts through holy baptism, preaching, and his holy supper. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those words from the very mouth of Jesus himself, who is God himself, create faith in the heart, to trust that God washes away all our sins through that precious flood of baptism, which Paul calls the washing of regeneration, the washing of rebirth. And as the cause and glory, Lord, are thine, not ours, do thou afford us help and strength and constancy, and keep us ever true to thee. Isaiah compares the word of God to a rain shower that waters the earth and brings forth life. The word of God, he says, does not return empty, but accomplishes its task of proclaiming God's saving truth, his gospel of salvation, to gather lost sinners into the flock of God's people. That word then works in the heart of believers to keep them in the faith and to help them grow in understanding and loving God and his promises. Psalm 1 says that the believer meditates on God's law, his word and teaching, day and night, and becomes like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And Jesus says that the seed of God's word is planted and grows up in good soil. In another place, Jesus says that faith is like the mustard seed, which is tiny but grows into a tree so large that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. But the saying goes, where the Lord builds a church, the devil builds a temple. Satan will always try to keep the word of God from our hearts or to remove it from our hearts. He will try to choke it out with cares of this world, with worries, with temptations, with pleasures. But God's word remains stronger. O keep us in thy word, we pray. The guile and rage of Satan stay. O may thy mercy never cease. Give concord, patience, courage, peace. The word of God is strong enough to rescue us from all dangers and to defeat Satan at every turn. Remember how Jesus used the Holy Scriptures to ward off the devil. We're told of three times during Jesus' 40 days of fasting that the devil came to him with particular temptations. Turn these stones into bread. Jump down from the temple of God. He will send his angels to help you. Fall down and worship me, and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. The devil even twisted God's word to try to overcome the very word of God himself. But Satan failed, because the word of God is stronger and more powerful than all earthly and all other spiritual powers. God's word defeats powers, principalities, rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness, Paul says. And he says that the weapons of our warfare are not physical, but are powerful. Think of the power of these words spoken in faith. I believe in God the Father, in Jesus his Son, and in the Holy Spirit. I am baptized. God is my refuge and strength. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thy word shall fortify us hence. It is thy church's sure defense. Oh, let us in its power confide, that we may seek no other guide. Trusting in the word of God, we trust in the most powerful thing given to us here on earth. It is our guide and light throughout our earthly life. It strengthens us to face all dangers, troubles, and temptations. It gives us God's sure promise of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. When Jesus spoke his word, he changed water to wine. He healed lepers. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus' word of grace and forgiveness brought even greater comfort to that sinful woman, to Peter, who had betrayed him, and even to the thief dying on the cross next to him. The word of truth makes us wise unto salvation. It is the only light and our only hope in this dark world. It strengthens us to eternal life. Here on earth, Jesus speaks these words to us. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. And on the last day, we will hear these powerful words that will usher us into eternal joy. Come, you blessed of my Father, receive the inheritance prepared for you from the foundation of the world. O grant that in thy holy word we here may live and die, dear Lord. And when our journey endeth here, receive us into glory there. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.